This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Reno Collier plus Gravestones and Jeff Oskey's in studio. We'll have that for you right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
November is heating up for U.S. soccer.
United States need to be a little more nasty.
Big international friendlies for the men.
Right!
Callum, that was nasty.
And a Black Friday friendly for the women.
The expectations have always been here for this team. We understand that.
Listen anywhere on the go with the Westwood One Sports app. And for behind-the-scenes stories, catch the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Boy, do we have an episode for you.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Dear penis, I don't think I'd like you anymore. You used to watch me shave, now all you do is stare at the floor. Oh, dear penis, I don't like you anymore. It used to be you and me, a paper towel and a dirty magazine. That's all we needed to get by. Now it seems things have changed, and I think that you're the one to blame. Dear penis, I don't like you anymore. He sings, dear Rodney, I don't think I'd like you anymore. 'Cause when you get to drinking, you put me places I've never been before. Dear Rodney, I don't like you anymore. Why can't we just get a grip on our man-to-hand relationship? Come to terms with truly how we feel. If we put our heads together, we just stay home forever, dear penis. I think I like you after all. Oh, and Rodney, while you're shaving, shave my balls.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jeff Oskey from Josh Arnold.
Yes, sir.
There's Jessica Alsman at the news desk.
Hello.
There's Ace Consby, manning the track phone hotline hot phone. There's Willie Griswold.
Hey, man.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom.
Thank you very much. And I get the privilege of introducing another guest.
Okay. He needs to either move to another place in his house or get rid of that awful painting behind him.
It's Reno Collier.
It looks like a white tablecloth at some bad restaurant where they tried to put these cigarettes out and they keep missing the ashtray.
And they serve a lot of mustard,
Hideous.
It looks like an artist's interpretation to what Exxon Mobil did to the Gulf of Mexico.
A little bit.
That makes sense.
Dude, you know what sucks? Is my wife spent a lot of money on that thing.
Oh, I bet.
That's the painful part of it. I told her, I initially thought it looked like what you said, like a picnic table napkin after a cookout.
Yeah.
Like it just has every mush. But I have to stay down here. My dog, Bo's flipping out. So if I go upstairs, my wife takes off for the gym and then he just barks and flips out.
Okay. Well, it's kind of a non-representational painting, kind of a what would you call it, abstract.
Waste of money.
Okay. Garbage.
Yeah, very good. I'm sure she loves it. That's nice. What room are you in?
I'm in the dining room.
Oh, so you have to eat and look at that thing?
Lost my appetite.
No, I face, you notice which direction I'm facing? I don't look at it. It just pains me. Every time I think about my Amex bill, I'm like, for that?
I was having breakfast with my 9-year-old daughter, Finn, on Saturday morning. We like to go to different pancake places. We're trying to find the perfect pancake. So we're at this pretty nice place, enjoying some pancakes. And it's one of those places where the tables are kind of close, and this couple ladies come and sit down next to us. We're about halfway through. I had to stop eating. The perfume she had on was so awful. I could taste it along with my syrup. And I said, okay, I'm done. Okay. Looking at that painting would be hard to eat.
For Father's Day, speaking of eating, my kids, my family's really religious, and we all got together yesterday. And people were opening up their Father's Day gifts. My kids got me the Snoop Dogg cookbook.
Yeah, oh, man. Nice. That thing.
Yeah. It's called From Crook to Cook. And it's good. The only thing is, I'm pretty sure he didn't write. First of all, when I opened it up, I pull it out and I go, Snoop Dogg. And my 12-year-old nephew goes, ooh, cooking with the devil's lettuce.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, what, dude? What did you say? Turns out he and I are the only ones in front of all 20 people that knew what that was. My stepmom's like, that's the guy from the Doritos commercial. I'm like, yeah, that's the guy. That's exactly. Yes. But I don't think he wrote, because you read it, like, I think he came up with the names like the Smoothie, like THA Smoothie.
Nice.
But then when you read it, it's forwarded by who's the chick that he likes?
Martha Stewart, maybe?
Yeah. Martha Stewart. Yeah, because she didn't snitch. Yeah. And but I don't think he wrote it, because it's like one of the things, time to wake yourself up. And what better way than with the most important meal of the day?
Yeah, that's not Snoop.
That's not Snoop.
No.
What has happened to my gangster? Like, Ice Cube is like in a movie with six kids on a camping trip, and Ice-T is a cop.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
All the gangsters from my youth have turned into, there's kale in it.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about Snoop Dogg with kale in his refrigerator.
It's honestly, I'm not condoning violence, but I am kind of glad that guys like Biggie and Tupac passed away, because I don't want to see, you know, Tupac in a new movie where him and Justin Bieber are going to the islands this summer. You know,
right.
I don't
want to
watch. I don't want to get the Biggie Smalls cookbook.
Yeah, that actually reminds me of this news story we had this morning in Abilene, Texas. These people were attacked by young folks on what they call bird scooters, those rental scooters. And it talks about this. They literally say, this report from KTAB television, a gang riding bird scooters began harassing these people. It ends up in this big fight. I mean, scooter gangs? Really? What are they, like the HE double hockey sticks angels? They're doing security at a Partridge Family concert? I don't know.
They do drive-bys with tennis balls?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I wanted to read this story for you, Reno. This is kind of interesting. Nothing funny about wildfires, certainly. But this one, apparently, we'll put it this way. A 57-year-old guy is being arrested and charged with suspicion of sparking a 5,000-acre forest fire in Arizona. Here's the bad part. He told deputies he was burning used toilet paper while living on the Coconino National Forest. I don't know why you would burn used toilet paper. I sure hope he wasn't making s'mores. This was 6 miles north of Flagstaff, Arizona. Hundreds of people had to evacuate. This happened last weekend. So why would you burn toilet paper? Wouldn't you just bury it?
Hmm. Yeah, well,
you've got to have a lot of Law and Order. It might be DNA.
Hmm. Okay, who knows? I don't know. Can you see Smokey the Bear doing that commercial? Yeah, I wipe in the woods. Then I bury it.
Make sure you put out forest fires.
I don't.
I also field strip my smokes. Don't forget.
Okay, now, and I don't know if you guys saw this one. This was a big story at the end of the week about this headstone in Iowa. Did anybody see this? There's a freedom of speech issue now that's been caused by this guy. This gentleman's name was Stephen Paul Owens, passed away last September, buried at the Warren Powers Cemetery in Polk County, Iowa. His family had a headstone that he designed installed in his grave. On the one side, it's got his name, date of birth, death, and a family saying of some sort. The other side says... And this is kind of a poem, and you have to understand that it's stacked, so it's line by line. It's got some kind of sort of generic sounding thing. Forever in our hearts until we meet again, cherished memories known as our son, brother, father, papa, uncle, friend, and cousin. But if you read them stacked,
it starts with
the first line starts with an F, the second one with a U,
sure,
et cetera, et cetera.
this happened to my buddy. They were trying to bury his grandpa. They wouldn't let him put his full name on the gravestone. His name was Let's Go Brandon Davis, and they said he couldn't do it. How weird is that they would say he can't do that?
The family says no. This was his way of saying he liked you. But it's somewhat controversial. And I didn't know you could get a two-sided gravestone.
Yeah.
Is that a new thing? No.
Nope. You can get a five-sided one if you want. You can have something put on every side.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was...
If you have enough money, they will build a crypt for you over your tomb. I mean, they'll do anything. They have statues.
I thought the tradition was... I don't know. I know I've got a one-side-only rule here at the radio station. I'll tell you that. I don't want to be flipping paper over all the time. Okay. I'm sorry. I just thought it was...
I saw that gravestone, and if no one pointed it out, I don't think anyone would catch it.
It's not like they made
it's the font 30. It's not like they made the first letter of each one twice the size of the other letters.
So then who cares?
Well, they're apparently...
Yeah, and what a better place to laugh. Like, when you're walking through there looking for your grandma's grave or whatever, and then you see something funny...
Yeah, apparently.
If you walk in, it just says, like, don't step on this. Or, you know, just to liven it up a little bit.
I went to a cemetery 2 weeks ago, and they had a sign posted at the front of the cemetery, no parties or barbecues, please. Like, it was a printed, like not like a Xerox, like a metal sign.
That's what I was gonna ask if it was like a Xerox. Was it laminated?
Yeah, no, it was a metal sign that said, please no barbecues and parties.
And Chick, the rule there is if they had to put the sign up, that means that...
They had trouble before, yeah.
But I could see, like, on Father's Day, like a guy wanting to go out and grill with his dad, mm-hmm. like, spend that time together, like, mm-hmm. kind of thing. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think people are having... parties there, are they?
Apparently, or they wouldn't have put the sign up. In any event, in this particular case, they've got people that are upset and they want it removed. So, who knows? But yeah, I think you're right. No one until it had been pointed out, you wouldn't have.
Right.
You wouldn't have, certainly wouldn't have noticed it. Have you ever thought about your burial there, Reno?
Ever thought about your demise?
Yeah, you look kind of sickly. How you feeling? Yeah, I think not really, man.
Would you want an epitaph of some sort on the stone? Be sure to tip your waiters and waitresses. That's my time.
Anybody from out of town?
That's my time. Works.
I love that.
My time is actually great.
That's my time.
I got the light.
Yeah.
I saw the light.
I hope.
Yeah.
Okay. Reno Collier is our guest. Reno's a distinguished stand-up comedian. Are you on your way to anywhere, Reno?
I am in Decatur, Illinois at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater this Friday night with the Cleverleys.
That's cool.
Nice.
Yeah, man. And then I go somewhere else. I'm out like every weekend.
It would be very helpful if we knew where they were.
There's a bunch of good places, man. If you go to Reno, callyourcomedy.com. Check me out on Facebook or Twitter, Instagram.
You got a website, right?
Yeah, I got a website.
People can Google you. Mm-hmm. They know what
they
to do.
They Google it. It's written on there.
No, were you conceived in Reno, Nevada?
No, I was conceived at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. Actually, right during the huge earthquake, February 1971.
Why'd they name you Reno then?
My great-grandfather. Hmm. Yeah, but that's weird how he got it. Like, when he was born, his mom was nuts, and she told everybody she had this dream that she was having a girl. And dressed him up like a girl for the first 4 years of his life. His name was Renee, R-E-N-E. Oh, and when she died, he went to live with his uncle, and his uncle found out, oh, this is a dude. So they went down to the courthouse, and instead of making a big deal, they just changed the E to an O.
Hmm. Wow.
And then he was raised as a boy, yeah.
Well, it's good.
My family started that cross-dressing stuff.
Yeah, I think it's nice we can all remember that with you.
Right? We have a picture of him in it.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
I need some time to figure there's got to be a really good joke changing some name from an E to an O. There's got to be a couple really good ones. Reno, I'm looking at your schedule now. As you pointed out, you will be at the Lakeshore Amphitheater in Decatur coming up this Friday. And then it looks like you're going to be in Dayton at the Funny Bone. Does this all sound good?
It sounds good, man. And then there's Arcadia, the Arcadia Theater in Texas, December 7th. It's right by...
December 7th?
I mean, July.
God, dude. Okay, I don't know. That's why seriously, I have a website. Are you high?
This cookbook's killer, man. You know what? You should try the brownie.
Tom, you know what? We could have just stuck with, there are all a lot of nice places, and I'll be out there. No, you had to get particular.
You're going to be in Marietta, Ohio, beautiful Knoxville, Tennessee, Hobart and Richmond, Indiana. You got a bunch of stuff. Washington,
Stockton, California.
Excuse me. Yes. Wilmington, North Carolina. A lot of nice places.
Reno. See, I got shows coming up. They're all in bad, nasty places. Yeah. nasty
Reno, places. I'll hit the click show all day so I can get down to your December bookings. Now, we are talking 2022, right? Okay. You got stuff coming up in Lexington. Lots of great. Bristol, Tennessee. Yeah, we'll try to clarify that. And, Reno, just go back to the bong and have a nice night.
Back to the bomb.
Oh, I want to, you know,
E-O-double-G, baby.
I teased this. We never got to this story. This is a really nice, nice story. John Cena, who's by the way, a terrific actor and is most famous, I guess.
Well, you can't see him half the time because he's a, you know, wrestler. Thank you, Willie.
Mm-hmm. But he did something really cool. He had heard about this disabled teenager who'd been smuggled out of Ukraine that had been taken to the Netherlands. Cena actually flew there to see him. This kid's mom had told him when they were trying to get him out because he had some difficulties. He's unable to speak, but his mom was going, hey, when this is all over, as they're, you know, going in these various underground places to get this kid out of the country, she goes, we're going to get to meet John Cena. Cena read about this and actually flew there to meet them. I mean, what a
great guy.
Awesome. I've read for years that he is like the coolest guy.
Mm-hmm. Reno, you should look up the video online. He picks the kid up and choke slams him through the kitchen table. You have never seen a happier child. Oh my gosh, it made his day.
That's not true. A happy ending.
Okay. And one more thing, Reno. You're a divorced guy, right, Reno?
Yeah, remarried, but yeah, I'm not divorced from this one yet.
Oh, okay.
Don't say yeah, Reno.
This is all good.
Tick, okay, tick,
good.
Tick.
Okay.
Until we get rid of this painting.
Yeah, you're going to. Yeah, I would write that into the divorce decree that the painting goes with her. With her.
I get my truck. You get that picnic table trash painting. Yeah.
No, we've all been at that point in our lives where we're trying to get by eating whatever it is, spaghetti every night. But here's a case of a guy divorcing his wife because she made instant noodles every night for every meal. And the case was brought up. This is in the New India Express. The Mysuru District Judge dubbed it the Magi case. The husband said his wife did not know how to prepare any food other than Magi noodles. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Finally, the divorce was granted by the judge. So,
what country was this in?
This is in India.
Okay.
Wow.
I was going to say, not here.
No. I would be okay if I could eat spaghetti every meal. I'm a big fan. I imagine, aren't these noodles very heavy in salt?
Ooh, probably.
The sodium might be a problem for me.
But I could do Chef Boyardee all the time. Spaghetti and meatballs, I'll eat that every day. I don't care.
Really?
The canned.
If Josh and I were here, I would say the canned Chef Boyardee ravioli. That's the the high point for that company.
Oh, yeah.
That's some very good stuff. If you could only have one thing to eat every day, Reno, what would it be? If you had to have the same dinner every day. Steak?
Steak.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I could eat steak. There's so many different ways to cook it and things to do to it.
No,
yeah, you could mix it up. I've thought about that.
Your cholesterol might not be also keen on that, but that's interesting.
I mean, look at the painting behind me. You really think I'm trying to hang out for a long time?
Yeah, good point.
Let's get this thing rolling, man.
Same thing every day. What would you eat?
Some version of a burrito bowl. Something with rice, some pork or chicken, some beans on there. Because you can mix it up and it's not going to give you heartburn every day.
Ace, every day.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza.
See, that's your heartburn. Ooh. Heartburn. After a week of pizza every day and you hate yourself.
Chick?
I think pizza would be my answer, too, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe cheese, maybe pepperoni, maybe sausage.
Pepperoni? No, for the toppings, you need to have Tums, Chick. Because you're going to have such bad heartburn all day.
I don't think so, Willie.
Halsey?
Either pizza, a supreme, because you can make it different every time, or some type of a chicken Alfredo, maybe.
Mr. Oskay?
No, I'm pizza all day long. You got your breakfast pizza, you got your lunch pizza,
sure
you got
do.
Your dinner pizza.
Fools.
You got it.
Fools. You know what? Hang on. I've thought about it. Maybe some sort of rice bowl is what
I
have.
Okay. Yes. All
right. That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.